This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday, as we have items sent to us via the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include property loss. Somebody lost their wallet on Bend Street. Nothing matching as found. Dispatch handled. So, chiropractors tell you not to put it in your back pocket anymore, Russ.
I know.
Resulting in lost wallets. So, I put it on top of my car. No, that doesn't work. Harassment on East Coulter. Received a report of harassment. An officer responded, spoke with the RP. They were given some options on how to handle the situation. Assistance given. Sometimes that option is blocking the phone number on your phone.
What?
Yeah. They can't call you or text you anymore. So, let's see. Traffic stop. No brake lights. Fraud related. Sal Jones received a report of a computer fraud. Old school. Officer responded, case under investigation, disposition, see case. So sometimes a computer just frauds you itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's in its nature.
Yeah. Let's see, animal call. South Jones received a complaint of a puppy that barks and cries a lot at a residence. RP was worried the puppy doesn't have food or water. That's why it was crying. An officer responded, advised that he didn't hear any dogs barking or see any dogs in the yard on South Jones Street, the one street in Powell that doesn't have a whole bunch of dogs on
it. Right.
The incident under investigation. I'll let my dog out for 2 minutes. It'll cry at the backyard, the back door.
Oh, yeah.
It's crying. Property found, East Coulter. Found phone, white Google phone with purple and pink OtterBox. Lost and found. So check it out. Case, you'd think that somebody, if they lost their phone, they would at least contact the police department. So, but maybe not. So
maybe Google phones are cheap. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think any phone is cheap. So.
This is true.
Intoxicated subject on East First received a report of an intoxicated male at a business causing a disturbance. Officers responded, and after an investigation, a 34-year-old out of Powell was arrested for breach of peace and public intoxication. Transported to the Park County Detention Center, disposition, see case. This is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Russ. It's happy hour. He wasn't happy.
We never get any reports of an intoxicated individual helping out.
Yeah. So,
you know, smoothing things over.
Yeah.
Diffusing the situation.
Yeah, you never see all the drunks at Habitat for Humanity putting a house together. You don't get any of those.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Ready report, East Coulter. Saved report of a possible intoxicated female at a business. Officers responded, and after an investigation, a 46-year-old out of Powell was arrested for driving while under the influence and possession of marijuana.
Uh-oh.
A 20-year-old from Powell was also arrested for possession of methamphetamine. Hey, you said you didn't have dope. They're both transported to the Park County Detention Center, disposition, see case. Not sure why a 20-year-old was hanging out with the 46-year-old, but it was party time, Russ. Party time, USA.
I guess.
And this on East Coulter, so it may have been around the Maverick, Russ. Later at night when food beckons.
Yeah.
Suspicious activity on South Absorica. An officer noticed a truck in the parking lot of a business at 10 minutes after midnight. The officer contacted the occupant, who was talking on their cell phone. So they pulled over to talk on their cell phone, Russ. Complying with the law, the cops come in a taserin.
And a batonin.
Yeah, you get both of them. Clubbing away, swinging like Tiger Woods stuck in the woods. So, let's see, animal noisy. North Douglas received a report of a neighbor who was upset with the RP's barking dogs. CSO responded, spoke with the RP. They were given some options how to handle the situation. So this time the neighbor didn't call the police. The guy with the dogs called the police.
Man.
Said the neighbors are upset with me because my dogs bark. Well, take care of your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. domestic on East Madison. Received a report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded, contacted all parties involved. The situation was resolved. All was fine. It's now a Hallmark movie. So
they always have happy endings.
They do. Yeah. So lost love, Russ. Found again. So filmed in Powell. Animal stray on Avenue E. CSO found a stray Yorkie in the road. The owner located. It was returned to them. They were issued a warning for a cat not wearing a collar and tag, dog running at large, and failure to obtain a dog license. Disposition completed. So the cat comes out and starts rubbing itself on Anna's leg.
Hey, where's that cat?
Hey, the cat doesn't have a collar or tag. What? And you're looking at the cat going, you idiot. God, I hate that cat. So.
The cat's ratting him out. Psst, hey, buddy. Take a look. No collar.
Building burglary, North Hamilton. Received report of burglary to a residence. Officer responded. Case under investigation. Disposition. See a case. Lock the door, people. Suspicious activity. Received report of a male with a gray baseball cap, blue jeans, and carrying a computer or clipboard to the caller's residence. There's a difference, Ross.
Yeah, a little bit.
They had been knocking on all of the RP's doors and other neighbors' doors as well. An officer responded, contacted the male, fitting the description. He advised he is a direct sales representative with Spectrum. The RP was advised. Disposition completed. Well, what a great job that would be, Russ.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and you're selling internet at a slower speed, but yeah, hey, we're faster. You can tell people that. So you have a clipboard.
We come to the door and bother you.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, and they spend money on that instead of regular advertising, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, or they'll send you a plastic card in your mailbox.
I get them almost every day.
I know, and mine, they're small enough. I don't even notice them till I dig down into mm-hmm. my mailbox, and it's like, great, more recycling stuff. You know,
I hate direct mail. I think it's a huge waste of money.
The idiots. Oh, but there are idiots out there, Russ. So some of them run businesses. Traffic stop, driver's side headlight out. Traffic stop without headlights at night. This occurring at 10:30 at night. So yeah, it gets dark around here during the wintertime at 10:30 at night. Harassment, Powell area, received a request to serve a criminal trespass on some subjects who were harassing the RP. Incident under investigation. So more than one ganging up to harass. So traffic complaint, West Coulter, received a report of a vehicle that was driving east on Coulter with no registration, and the driver was talking on their cell phone. The officer responded, located the vehicle. Driver was spoken with regarding the complaint. The officer did not observe the driver speaking on the cell phone. Yeah, if the cops are pulling you over, you probably should hang up. Good idea. Especially while the cop is talking to you. Don't have your phone up to your head.
Let me put you on hold for a minute.
Yeah. They were issued a warning for improper registration. No proper bill of sale. Disposition. Warning issued. So they didn't put anything in their back window. So. Yeah. Traffic stop, property lost in the Powell area. We received a report of a lost black wallet with a glitter patch on the front.
Ooh.
Dispatch handled. So it might be my wallet. Does it have glitter on it? Yeah, there you go. Traffic stop on South Bent. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for obstructed windshield and driving left to center. That's for, because you couldn't see out the windshield. That's why you were driving left of center. And, of course, you didn't have a scraper. Or you just didn't want to spend time doing it. I'm pretty sure nobody else is on the road. Go ahead and drive. Let's go over to Cody and finish up. Got a minute left. Fraud-related, Bighorn Federal. RP is head of security for the bank and had another scammer at the above location. Disposition, assistance given. So those scammers are the ones that attach to your to your automatic machine outside, your ATM.
Oh, yeah.
And so they've had a couple of those over there. Let's see. Patrol Extra, a welfare check, Canyon Avenue. RP'd like a welfare check on an elderly woman who has been outside for 4 hours. Disposition completed. So out and about. Traffic, suspicious activity on Rumsey. Disposition, no action taken. We're going to continue to have it suspicious. There you go.
Worked hard to achieve that suspicious level.
Yeah. Then traffic stop, Yellowstone Avenue, warning for a blue light to the front. No proof of insurance, no license plate light. Disposition warning issued. So he spent money on a blue light, but nothing on his little license plate light, which is like 25 cents. So didn't want to spend money that. But I got a blue light. So there you go. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Where on Friday, Tim has glitter on him. So check him out. You get the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.